I don't think it's too bold of a statement to say that we all struggle with gratitude or thankfulness. But if you're anything like me, you find yourself in seasons of ingratitude, not feeling thankful about much of anything. So why and how do we get there? Or put another way, what are the obstacles? What gets in the way of gratitude? And how do we make it a practice? That's our topic today on the Repurpose Man podcast. So, we all struggle with gratitude or thankfulness, at least at some point in our lives. You know, that's just a reminder that our lives are a work in progress, that every day we are developing, changing, and hopefully growing closer to God. And change follows a shift in thinking. You know, without a shift in our thinking, the odds are good that even with incredible willpower, we'll never change, or we'll probably drift back to our old ways. You know, that's what the Repurposed Man's all about. It's about change, specifically changing our heart, our thoughts, and our behavior. Change that makes God the center of our life. And this is different from the purpose the world presents. Because remember, we're new creatures, as 2 Corinthians says. And because we're new creatures, why wouldn't we want to live a life bursting with gratitude? Yet, practicing gratitude is often harder than we think. And so there are things that get in the way. Let me just run down a few of them. One is being too busy. You know, when we're racing around, we're in hurry-up mode, we're hyper-focused on a to-do list, there's really just no time to be grateful. We have no margin, no space. We have to go slow in order to notice the many things that we had to be grateful for. You know, within the attitude of gratitude is a sense of wonder and savoring, delighting in what's around us. Gratitude takes time. And then we fall into just expecting the incredible, just the extra awesome. In the past, my focus has been on being grateful for those epic things. Ridiculously high expectations meant very little qualified as extra awesome, leaving me grateful for very little. So it's really the little things in life that are worthy of gratitude. Subtle things that are easy to take for granted, but life without them would be a tremendous loss and devastating. So what else? Well, comparing, that gets in the way of gratitude. When we're too focused on what everyone else has or what they're doing or what they're accomplishing, we miss all the good stuff going on in our own lives. You know, we need to celebrate the incredible things going on in the lives of those around us, things that are worth celebrating. But we also need to take stock of our own blessings, the things that are right under our nose, if we choose to see them. And the crazy thing is that your blessings, the things that you're grateful for, exist in the present. You have to notice them while you can. But another thing gets in the way is bad habits. Bad habits, you know, they're a big, huge gratitude blocker. Things like an entitlement and mentality, complaining, being critical, feeling guilty, worrying, being controlling, you know, trying to be the best, a sense of perfectionism, or not being able to say no. These habits can short circuit your ability to be grateful. And along with that, a lazy attitude about gratitude. How many times have you maybe said or heard people say, "I know I have things to be thankful for, but..." So that's not really being aware. It's maybe glossing over those true things, the little things even, that we had to be thankful for. And I guess a final obstacle that I can think about or bring up would be, I hate to use this term, but stinking thinking. You know, our way of viewing things, both good and bad, as permanent, that it will never change, you know, this is always the way it's going to be, it really interferes with our ability to be thankful. Your version of stinking thinking might be a little different. Perhaps you operate out of a scarcity mentality rather than on abundance mentality. It's hard to be thankful when you don't think there's enough to go around, or perhaps your core fear is rearing its ugly head. Gratitude just doesn't happen. It really is. It has to be a habit, a choice. And right here, I'd just like to encourage you just to kind of consider a book by a friend of mine. It's a great book, and it's a bestseller. It's called The Lies We Believe by Dr. Chris Thurman. And this can help us with our thinking, or stinking thinking, if you will. And it challenges those things that we create as a reality when it's really a distortion in our thinking. So those are just a few things that we think about as obstacles. But what are some of the ways that we could develop our practice of gratitude? You know, our ability to give thanks doesn't really depend on how many blessings we have to count at a certain time. At Thanksgiving, you may go around asking people to say what they're thankful for. And we can always give thanks, because we always have blessings. But we sometimes forget that it's not just the blessings, it is the relationship with the Father, with God, that is the ultimate blessing. And the key to learning that is developing a lifestyle with God in mind. So let me just give you a few things to incorporate to help us with the practice of giving thanks to God in our life as a regular spiritual discipline. The first thing I'd say would be to look beyond our circumstances to God's presence. You know, Psalm 139:7 says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?" And then it describes how God is with people anywhere that we could ever go. So God's presence is something for which we can always be grateful. Remind yourself of God's presence within you. The more you do so, the more your perspective on life is going to change to promote this gratitude. We need to develop daily rituals that we enjoy that help us notice God's work in our lives. We have to develop an awareness of God's activity around us, which is always going on, even in the toughest situations. So we have to think and pray about meaningful ways that we could search for and celebrate evidence of God's work in our lives. Then, how about keeping souvenirs of past times when God has answered prayers? You know, in Joshua chapter 4, the Bible describes how the Israelites saved 12 stones from the Jordan River as memorials of how God miraculously helped them across the river. And they used those stones later as tools to express their gratitude and worship to God. You know, in my life, I know that there are times, maybe been times with you too, where we question ourselves as parents, even as spouses. Maybe we feel like we just have not done anything right. But I have a box where I keep cards, mementos from kids, from my kids, from my wife, that are reminders of things that have been special to me, reminders of all the things that I need and can be thankful for. So that's another thing that we do. Now, what else can we do? Well, we have to learn how to be content in any kind of circumstance. You know, Paul, the Apostle Paul, wrote in Philippians 4, verse 11, that I've learned to be content whatever the circumstances. You know, contentment, it's really not a natural thing for us. Even Paul says, I've had to learn to be content whatever the circumstances. So we need to develop an attitude of contentment. The less changing circumstances will affect our emotional stability. Learning to be content no matter what's happening in our lives, it helps us learn to be grateful in any situation, because we're acknowledging that God will accomplish good purposes even through the bad circumstances in our lives. We have to humble ourselves to absorb the reality that everything we have, and even the fact that we exist at all, is because of God's generosity, His love. And then I think we have to put the focus on others and their needs. Moving our focus away from ourselves and towards others widens our perspective in ways that help us to be more thankful. When we pay attention to how others are struggling, it breaks us out of dwelling on negative thoughts about our own challenges. And when we reach out to others in need, we become part of something positive as God's love flows through into our lives. And we're going to discover that it truly is more blessed than to give than to receive. As Jesus says in Acts 20, verse 35, it literally means that we're going to be happy when we're doing things for others, because we'll be blessed with more gratitude as a result. And that should make us thankful. So even in bad circumstances, our good God will empower us to be thankful, developing a lifestyle of gratitude no matter what. That's going to lead us closer to God, which is the best blessing we could ever enjoy. I hope this was helpful. Thanks for listening. And I'll be taking a week off, but look forward to being with you then on the Repurposed Man podcast.